Every year, the first week of August is celebrated as World Breastfeeding Week to highlight the benefits of breast milk for infants. In Somalia, only 26% of infants are fed on breast milk within the first hour of birth, and only 9% are exclusively breastfed for the first 6 months of life. The UN Children's Fund is supporting health workers and communities in the country to acquire the knowledge, skills and resources to help new mothers promote breastfeeding in Somalia. Peter Haley is a UNICEF nutrition specialist for the UN Children's Fund there. He told us why breastfeeding is not widely practiced in the country.
There's two parts to the problem. One is that there are traditional views on the initial colostrum milk, which mothers produce for the children. There's traditional views that this might not be so good for the child. There's also traditional views in societies like in Somalia about the way that the child should be fed in the early parts of its life. And milk from camels is, or sheep or goats is a large part of the culture in Somalia, so it's very quickly given to children as well. Also in Somalia, as in many societies, the idea that something that comes from outside, something that's manufactured, is better than something that's local, it has an effect on people's impression of whether they should use powdered milk. And there's a lot of marketing going on in Somalia pushing mothers to use powdered milk. So even if it's at considerable cost to the family, to the mother, to find the money and to find to walk and find the powdered milk, quite a large number of mothers are actually buying powdered milk rather than breastfeeding in Somalia. So we have double challenge of traditional views, traditional approaches to infant feeding, and also the new arrival of products and aggressive marketing of those products in Somalia.